This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has signs on this earth. Everything, if you think about it, He has created. So His creation has many different purposes behind it. From the purpose of creation is for you to look and to ponder over it to remind you that there is a maker, there is a creator, which further brings you closer to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 25th juz, the 25th portion of the Quran, chapter 41, verse number 53 and 54, the last verses of this chapter of Fussilat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a beautiful thing which should remind us of His beautiful creation. Allah says in the Quran, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ. He says here, subhanAllah, very interesting point. He says, we will surely show them our signs in the horizon and in themselves until the truth becomes clear and apparent to them. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning two things in regards to the way that He shows you His signs. He says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. We will show them our signs. How? How is the manifestation of displaying His signs to you? It's actually in things that are consistent and never stop. If you were to open your eyes, you will see these signs. The first of them is the horizon. The horizon. And you have to understand, it's not only the horizon. The horizon is to give you a sign which is more of a generality of everything that is similar to it, i.e., things that are external to you, or it could even be understood as the cosmos. When you look at everything in the sky, you look at the planets, the stars, you see everything that happens with these forms of creation, all of these are signs. It's for you to think and to ponder, who created it? Firstly, you know that mankind as a human being, you do not have the power, intellect to create it, nor do you have the power, intellect, strength to maintain it, or to take it away. So when looking at the horizon, when the sun rises, when the sun sets, all of these forms, the ecosystems and how the seasons change, you have no control over it. It is a sign. And then He moves to the second type, within yourselves. As Allah says, and in your own selves, أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you not see or do you not use your intellect to understand that within yourself you have no ultimate control? Within yourself, there is something you have to rely on to maintain you. Just think about that. If Allah has control over all of that, what are we doing in response to that? And that's why He says, we will keep showing them. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى until the truth becomes apparent to them. That truth has become apparent to you, those of you that have embraced Islam. And those of you that are watching that have not, when will that truth permeate your heart to what will affect your decision that you're making, the decisions that you're making in life, but the ultimate decision to show gratitude to Allah by becoming a Muslim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that says, أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِ بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَيْءٍ. He's asking a question. Is it not sufficient that your Lord is the shaheed upon everything? He is the witness upon everything. He sees everything, has knowledge of everything, knows the minutiae and small details of everything. He created everything. He sustains everything. He is the one that will take it away. Is that not enough for you to realize that He is the witness over all of this? أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّن لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are still unquestionably, still in doubt from the meeting of their Lord. And is it not unquestionable that He will, subhanAllah, encompasses all things. Everything He is muhit. So looking at these last couple of verses of this chapter of Fussilat, the 41st chapter, to understand it's important for you to look at creation and to act upon the knowledge of what you see from creation. And the ultimate response is the response of saying subhanAllah. The ultimate response are the actions that results from the statement, glory to God. All praise to God. Oh Allah, thank you. Oh Allah, guide me. Calling out to Him is a response. Acting in the Sharia is a response. In the Islamic way is a response. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that ponder over these ayat and these signs that He has placed on this earth for an ultimate purpose. May He allow us to see that purpose and to act on it. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.